Hello, my name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I want to welcome you to the broadcast today, and I pray that you're having the marvelous day in Jesus. Right now, I'd like to pray for you. Lord, I pray for all my listeners. I pray, God, that you touch those in the hospital, those that have family problems, financial problems, whatever it is, oh God. No matter what the illness is, God, touch them and make your presence real and known to them. And the ones that are not born again, I pray you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Let them know that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's only by the shedding of the blood that we have remission and forgiveness of our sins. And when you have forgiven us, Lord, the sins will never be brought up against us anymore. Help them to know and understand and comprehend that, I pray. We pray for our nation. Ask for mercy for America. We pray for Israel. Ask that you help Israel. Help us in this time, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 25:4, show me thy paths, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Show me thy paths and teach me thy paths. Showing me where the path is and then teaching me how to walk on it is two different things. I know a lot of people that can quote scripture like a Polly parrot, but they don't know how to walk in it. And you can't walk in the Word unless you've had a born-again experience with Jesus. Just knowing the Word is not going to do it. You've got to know who the Word is about, and that is Jesus. Now, from Genesis to Revelation, you can sum the whole Bible up in four words. Jesus died for me. That's Jesus died for me. And if you miss that, you missed it all. There's a path that He wants to lead you in. And you got to know Him and follow Him. For David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A shepherd leads you. You've got to be led by the Lord, and He'll lead you in the path that's right. And He'll keep you off the wrong path. I was in a truck stop years ago, and a couple behind us, they were just arguing. Oh, my gracious. And they got a little loud, and everybody was looking at them, and we sitting right behind them. And you couldn't help but overhear what they were saying, and they were going on and on and on and on. And then the poor old waitress, she walked up right up in the middle of it. And then the woman looked, and she tried to get the waitress in on her side of the argument. And she began to tell her all this stuff. And I thought, oh, gracious, this is going to get pretty bad here. It was getting rough up to then. And then when the waitress, she walked right up in the middle of it. But the waitress said something that, oh, I loved. I just loved what this waitress said. In the middle of all that argument and them trying to get her to side with one or the other, she said this. She said, excuse me, but I do not have a horse in this race. I like that. Man, I grabbed a hold of that. And when she said that, that shut that thing down. I'm not siding with either one of you, both of you wrong. You shouldn't be arguing and carrying on like that, and especially in a public place. I don't have a horse in this race. I'm not getting in on it. I'm going to choose another path. And I'll be back to take your order when you can settle down and speak to me like you ought to. I love that. I absolutely love that. How many times would we have been better off? We'd have said, hey, I'm not getting in this race. I don't have a horse in this race. I'm not getting in it. I'm staying out of this. A lot of times you have got yourself. We have all got ourselves in trouble and got ourselves in a shape that we should have never done because we didn't have sense enough to follow the path. Show me thy paths, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Just don't show it to me, but teach me how to walk in it. Teach me how to live in it. Teach me how to teach others to stay on the path of righteousness for His name's sake. There's a broad road that many gonna find, but there's a narrow way that leads to heaven. And let me tell you, you want to be on that narrow path, and God has to show you that way, and your sight comes when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. A natural man can't receive the spiritual because he can't understand the spiritual things. I've had a lot of truck drivers try to explain scriptures to me. They didn't understand it because they wasn't born again. Until your spiritual eyes are open, you can't see and understand. Today, let Jesus touch your eyesight that you can see. Let Him touch your ears that you can hear. Let Him open your heart that you can receive. That today you'll have hearing ears, seeing eyes, and receiving heart, that you can learn the paths of the Lord, and you can walk in them, and have peace in your life that only comes through Jesus Christ. He said, peace that surpasseth all understanding. Receive that today through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for listening.